Hey guys, it's Dad here with
Marilyn and
Dad.
And what's your name?
Honey.
And
Dad.
Is that a bee stinging me? All right. We're going to read another Winnie the Pooh story. Eeyore appears unexpectedly.
No. Don't read it.
That was the beginning of the game called Pooh Sticks, which Pooh invented. He and his friends used to play it on the edge of the forest, but they played with sticks instead of fur cones, because the sticks were easier to mark. Now, one day, Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit and Roo were playing with sticks together. They had dropped their sticks in when Rabbit said, "Go." Then they had hurried across to the other side of the bridge. And now they were all leaning over the edge, waiting to see whose stick would come out first. But it was a long time coming because the river was lazy that day and hardly seemed to mind if it didn't ever get there at all. "I can see mine," said Roo. "No, I can't. It's something else." "Can you see yours, Piglet?" "I thought I could see mine, but I couldn't." "There it is." "No, it isn't." "Can you see yours, Pooh?" "No," said Pooh. "I expect my stick is stuck," said Roo. "Rabbit, my stick is stuck." "Is your stick stuck, Piglet?" "They always take longer than you think," said Rabbit. "How long do you think they'll take?" asked Roo. "I can see yours, Piglet," said Pooh suddenly. "Mine's a short, grayish one," said Piglet, not daring to lean over too far in case he fell in. "Yes, that's what I can see. It's coming over to my side." Rabbit leaned over farther than ever, looking for a stick, and Roo wriggled up next, up and down, calling out, "Come on, stick! Stick, stick, stick!" And Piglet got very excited. Yeah, stick, 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 because his was the only one which had been seen. That meant he was winning. "It's coming," said Pooh. "Are you sure it's mine?" squeaked Piglet. "Yes, because it's gray, a big one. Here it comes, a very big gray." "Oh, no, it isn't. It's Eeyore." And out floated Eeyore. "Eeyore!" cried everyone, looking very calm, very dignified, with his legs in the air. Eeyore came out from beneath the bridge. "It's Eeyore!" cried Roo, terribly excited. "Is that so?" cried Eeyore, getting caught up by a little eddy and turning around three times.
"Me!
I didn't know you were playing," said Roo.
"It's me!"
"I'm not," said Eeyore. "Oh, that's my favorite. That's Michelangelo." "Eeyore, what are you doing here?" said Rabbit.
"It's me!"
"I'll give you three guesses, Rabbit. Digging holes in the ground, wrong. Leaping from branch to branch of an oak tree, wrong. Waiting for someone to help me out of the river, right." Eeyore just wanted to get out of the water, Marilyn. Is that pretty funny?
Mm-hmm.
Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.